but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. You know, Marilyn Mike just paid us a nice compliment on the texter line. And then we got a new texter from the 810, which is like Brighton, Michigan. It says, Marilyn Mike is just trying to suck up to get bracket points to get in the our texter bracket thing. And so I have renamed you 810, Michigan greater than Maryland, since you're ripping on Marilyn Mike.
How's that coming? So, Chris, is that done?
No, it's not done.
No,
not done. It's in the process, though.
All right. Wig says he's calling. All right, Wig, let Chris do the rundown, and then we'll go to Wig on a Wednesday.
I picked up twice. I turned my back to do the podcast, and
this happened last week, too.
I walked back in from going to the restroom.
All right.
His phone last week conked out twice.
So Wig, yeah. Call in 1 minute or less. Right now, it's 6 minutes past the hour. It's time for SportsCenter Rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
NBA doubleheader on ESPN tonight, 7:30. The Knicks are at the Sixers. 10 o'clock, Portland at Phoenix. Suns guard Devin Booker out. He is in concussion protocol. And the Miami Heat, they are in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks. That is an 8 o'clock start there. The Arizona Cardinals extended GM Steve Keim and head coach Cliff Kingsbury through the 2027 season. Kyle Rudolph released by the New York Giants in a salary cap move. And Tiger Woods won the PGA Tour's Player Impact Program and an $8 million bonus.
Without swinging a club. Coco Puff says 64 texters feels like a lot. Feels like there's only like 12 of us who are constant. Weed out the fakes.
No, that's not true at all.
I don't think that's true at all.
We don't get to all of them all the time.
Now, there's to Coco Puff's point, there's a lot that we read frequently because they're just consistently good. I saw Wig was calling during the rundown again. Wig, call now.
I tried to pick up.
To Wig, 239-337 ESPN. The bat signal is out. There he is.
Zion update.
Okay, what do we got on Zion?
Pelicans say Zion Williamson is showing improved bone healing in right foot. And will gradually progress to full weight-bearing exercise and basketball activity. Oh, now we can all go home. Now I feel way better.
The season's over in a month. Way to go, Zion.
He will never play for the Pelicans again.
Oh, is that another Pete Shepard hyperbole?
No, because he wants out. He's trying to get out.
Yes.
He's trying to get out.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a Wig Wednesday. We never know what direction he's going to go in, but it's always entertaining. Ladies and gentlemen, Wig, what's going on, Wig?
Wig, how's the hammy?
What it do, Southwest Florida.
Yeah.
Are you in spring training mode, unlike the major league players? And you know,
yeah, softball.
Getting a hammy.
No, listen. I think I'm going to have to take a season off because I don't bit off more than I can chew. No, hold on. Time out.
Hold on.
I'm not injured. I just finalized a deal last night to become the new head coach of the Florida Stingrays.
So, hey,
did you?
Are you for
really?
Real?
Really?
Yeah.
When do you start?
It's Saturday, as a matter of fact. I went to their practice. I've been with their practices all week just to kind of see what kind of team they got before I took it over. And, I'm going to be the head coach of the Florida Stingrays as of.
Congratulations,
man. I'm proud. This is
good.
This is breaking news. We should do the breaking news sounder.
I almost hit it, actually. But it was broken. He broke it. He broke the news. Really? I didn't get a press release.
Okay. No, I didn't get a press release. No. But But on top of that, I'm mad about the baseball thing because now my boys might not get a chance to come out and repeat because you know I'm a Braves fan. And I got all this Braves drip that I can't, you know, bring out there, but I still got that sun drip.
Yeah.
And y'all can't not, come on. Chris does a great job of keeping the heat relevant on this side of the coast.
Yeah.
Because he sure squeezed them in.
Wait, they're third best record in the league, and they're 2 hours away from where we do the show. We got to talk about them.
No, I don't mind. I'm just saying, so y'all can't get mad with what them guys do.
You know, they talk about the Knicks.
No, they're talking about the Knicks and the Nets at nausea. two pathetic teams.
I get you, but you know how they always think about the Madison Square Garden is like the mecca of
basketball. When Alan Hodge says earlier today that, well, the Miami Heat have been struggling lately, what the hell are you talking about? They're 9-1 in the last 10. See, that's the problem I have. They don't do enough homework. They rely too much on producers to do that crap for them.
Hey, listen. That's why I let them be haters. That's why y'all, the Human and Shepherd Show, the number one show.
Wick, I don't mind haters. I mind when you make a statement like that on a national radio show and you're so far off. Everybody on the planet knows you're so far off.
Hey,
you can hate all you want. They can hate anything, but get your stats right most of the time anyway.
But listen, you didn't catch the jug and the segue. I said, they can hate. That's what makes Human and Shepherd the best show because y'all got it all covered between you and Chris.
Yeah.
Y'all let them don't come up with them key points, and then y'all just hit them with the heavyweight jazz at 2 o'clock when y'all come on. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Now, Wig, I got some important questions for you.
Yeah, I do too.
How do you look in Garnett Gold and White drip if you're going to start wearing the team colors of the Stingrays?
Actually, this is my second time being with the team because, you know, I go back and forth between the youth and also the high school because I'm one of the, like, hottest little offensive coordinators around here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, what happened to Coach Roll? Did he get fired? Did you Wally Pip him? What happened?
No comment.
Oh.
No, I don't know. I just, you know, you feel me? I just get the call. You know, like Prime say, when you ball, you get the call. All I know is, you know, they got in contact with me, and they actually, you know, their season hasn't been going so well, and they know I have a lot of familiarity with a lot of the players because some of them I've coached in Pop Warner, some of them I've coached in high school.
Yeah.
They just need to move to change. And you know, with the way the game is going to, at that level of football, you can't just smash mouth. So you got to be able to scheme up, you know, ways that you can have a lot of chunk plays, which is 20, 30-yard plays or 15-yard plays, you feel me? Because you got guys that go to work all day, and then you can't expect them to come out there and block all the way down the field, you know, so – when we got great athletes outside, you got to scheme them to a way they can get open. And I run an offense kind of like a Kansas City type, gimmicky type spread type.
Lots of motion. Yeah.
It's going to get you going side to side, then it's going to hit you vertically.
Where are you guys playing in?
When or where did you
play? Yeah, where? Okay,
we play at the Buckingham Field out there on the river, Riverdale Wildcats.
Hmm.
All right.
I think we need Sheeman and Shepherd to do some play-by-play of some games. Wig and the Stingrays, man.
we welcome you guys to come out. I mean, you know, it's a nice look for the community. Like I say, and it was a director. He was trying to do a movie on this because, like I said, you got guys that are teachers. You got guys that are construction workers. The oldest, I think, is up in his 40s, and then the youngest is like 18. So you get all these guys, a culmination of guys. You got guys from Immokalee, Naples, Port Charlotte. They still had that little itch to play the game. So, you know, for me, it's inspiring, and I'm challenged because I'm a player, and I've won championships. And not too many players can say they've won and coached a championship. So I helped the Stingrays win a championship in 17, but I was actually – they totally dungeed me. When I built the team, I went and became a coach at Lehigh, senior, and then they won the championship. So I kind of wasn't there.
But you're players.
This is my second go around. So
all right,
a lot of players know me because I'm like I'm a high energy guy. So
Wig,
you know,
I need some like swag.
You need some Stingray swag.
I need something like a t-shirt or a jacket.
Listen,
or something.
When I get off the phone, you see me all you guys is sizes, and I got all you guys t-shirts.
All right, sounds good.
Right.
I love it.
Awesome.
We're very proud of you. We're backing you.
Job.
We're your biggest fans, man.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you guys for giving me this little moment on Wednesdays to let me talk my trash, let me troll a little bit, and I want to say this about this Texter party. For all these people that are trying to bribe their way on, That's what tells you those are the type of people that are cheating games. But I get it, because they say you want to get the W by any means necessary.
That's right.
Anyway, hey, man, y'all have a good day. Hands up, everybody.
Hands up. All right, Wig. Good to talk to you.
Let's go.
Head coach of the Stingrays.
So Florida Stingrays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to get like the.
A lot of things will come up if you Google it.
Yeah, like, I mean, one team looks like has Florida State colors.
That's what I thought it was. That's when I asked him the gold and Garnett. Yeah.
Because it's like on their webpage, doesn't even have the roster up here.
They're getting ready. Well,
it doesn't. You go on the team and it doesn't have. As it says, Drayton Hampton, head coach.
Wikipedia says some coach role. R-O-L-E.
Well, that Wikipedia says that. Yes. So this is in the general manager's Audra McKinney. This seems maybe she's from Cape Coral.
Yes.
Maybe this is the webpage maybe needs to get updated.
Now, as you heard Wig say, texter party. Actually, he meant texter bracket.
Yeah, texter
we're going to do bracketology here in March. We're going to put all texter names, 64 of you in there, and y'all going to vote for your favorite one. And a lot have been, I don't know, shall we say, sucking up or upping their game lately to try and get noticed and to get put in here. A couple of texts. Let's see here. Country Sucks says, I know I probably have little chance to make the bracket. I wouldn't say that. But I still love the show. I think the tournament's a great idea. Keep on keeping on, gentlemen. And Cougar Hunter thinks that he is a strong four seed at the least. And what else we got here? Toothbrush says Wig is big time. Cougar Hunter also says Zion to the Knicks. Talk tomorrow on Barton Hunt. Toothbrush says that Wig is the new Sean McVay. Going to be the head coach. Blue Bowl welcoming him to the Stingrays. And
speaking of Zion, did you guys see the Zion Mardi Gras float?
No.
No. Oh, God.
Was this for real? Do they have one?
Oh, yeah. They
was
had
it chunky?
One.
Was it big?
Big is an understatement. He's sitting on a stool eating a bowl of jambalaya with his foot in a walking boot.
Oh God. An actual float.
Now, it wasn't like the official Mardi Gras parade. It was like a neighborhood one, but it deserves to be in the real parade. It was a well-done float. Very fat. Sitting on a bench stool with that's a po' boy in one hand shooting a basketball in the other.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
And his jersey number is 1, but under it says ton.
Ton?
One ton.
That's hilarious. I'm gonna look that up.
It was good. Boy. It was good.
Meanwhile, my man Otis texting Intel Wig. I expect him to represent. Blue Bowl says their home games are at Bishop Vero. Cougar Hunter now needs a jersey. For the Stingrays. And
the Facebook page is more up to date, MD Mike said, and it is. Just checking it out.
Sister Jean suggesting that we have a texter party watching Wig coach a game and go out and support him.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool. Yeah. Wig says they're still updating their social media. See, Wig's in charge now. It's all going to get done right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
He's like he's going to bring all the change that Deion brought when he showed up to Jackson State.
Oh, yeah. Going to bring in some talent,
start getting guys
five stars.
Spurning the NFL for the Stingrays.
They get paid for this, right?
I don't know.
I thought they did.
I don't know.
I'm not
Something.
Sure.
Anyway, that's great. That is great news.
Good stuff.
Excited for Wig.
We had another texter / listener that was connected to the Stingrays, didn't we?
Yeah, we got a few. I think Maryland Mike was one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I've been around for a while.
Blue Bowl, I think it's
Blue Bowl.
Involved.
Yeah.
Gator Nation, if you have to petition to be in the bracket, you're probably unqualified. I look forward to it. Green Falcon, the Stingray Study, once a week with head coach Wig.
That's right. He's going to have his own segment. Coach's Corner.
Chocolate Cream Pie, what about teaming up with other Texers, make it a true team game?
What, our bracket?
In regards to what?
No, this is an individual sport.
Detroit Pizza says, Wig, don't leak any emails. Like Washington.
The Washington football team. Sorry, Commanders. Commanders.
Did you guys see what Matt LaFleur said today?
No. What's up today?
Man, Aaron Rodgers has that organization by what. Yeah. Headline, Green Bay Packers coach Matt LaFleur doesn't want to annoy Aaron Rodgers during decision-making process.
Yeah, nobody. Everybody was afraid to talk to him. It's like,
what a joke.
Could you please get back to us by March 16th, please?
Quote, I don't want to be overbearing and tell him every day how much we love him and how much we want him back.
Which was a way of doing it passively right there.
We don't want to annoy Eric. Can you imagine some of the other coaches, even present and past, that would say, that would ever, ever, ever admit that, say that? We don't want to annoy him.
It's a good headline. It's a good headline.
Oh, it's a great headline.
Was he on with – he wasn't on with McAfee yesterday.
Season's over.
He was on the previous Tuesday.
That was a wrap-up after the Super Bowl. I don't know. I'm just –
That was 2 weeks after the Super Bowl.
Then I got no answers for you.
I don't know.
You've shot holes in all my theories.
Maybe it's just once a month during the offseason.
By the way, he and Shailene Woodley had a little dinner. They back – I mean, they're not – I don't know if they're back together, but they had a date.
You know what this is? Elaine getting back with Putty.
The slide back.
It's the slide back.
Yeah.
Remember that she shows up at Jerry's apartment the next day, and he's like, wait a second. Your hair seems a tad de-poofed.
Yeah.
Then he looks her up and down, and he's like, those are the same shoes you had on yesterday. And then he takes her coat and opens it. It's, you have the same clothes. You saw Putty, didn't you?
Yep.
It's Summer Catch. Or Fever Pitch or Summer Catch? No, Fever Pitch. Things. Sorry, Fever Pitch.
Okay.
Drew Barrymore knows she loves winter version of Jimmy Fallon. It's summer version that she can't fall in love with. Shailene knows she loves off-season Aaron.
Yeah.
It's football playing Aaron that she has the problem with.
Aaron says they still love each other, and that love did not go away. And so they're working. I don't know what they're doing.
Hey, here's something. Russian billionaire Alisher Usmanov's super yacht, one of the biggest in the world, seized in Germany.
Yes. Oh, the Russian yacht?
Yeah.
They're moving them to the Maldives? Moldova? What's that island?
Maldives.
Yeah. A lot of Russian billionaires going there right now because they don't have extradition laws.
Yeah, there's actually a law in the United States. I think under wartime, you can seize, like, the bad guy's property. So if there's, like, a Russian yacht just sitting in Naples Bay, you could just take it.
Right. And actually, that's why this the owner of Chelsea Football Club, the soccer team in London, he's selling the team right now because he knows that the UK government can freeze all of his assets, which would be a disaster for the football team.
Right.
Soccer team, sorry. And so he's actually putting it on the market. And he said today a portion of the proceeds from the sale will go to Ukrainian people. I don't know what that means. This is a guy who was a governor of Siberia, I think, or a mayor or something. He worked in the Russian government.
Yeah.
It's a lot of snow.
Lots of snow.
Siberia. I got a feeling a lot of Russian, and even the soldiers are like, what are we doing?
God, I saw a video. And
how about that 40-mile-long line of tanks?
It's tough to tell what you see on TikTok. Yeah. Is it real? Yeah, is it fake?
Exactly.
But NBC put it out on their TikTok account. A Ukrainian driving past a Russian tank that had run out of fuel.
Telling them to bleep off.
And the guy goes, I can take you back to Russia. And the guys are talking like, oh, really? Like, what's going on? We don't even really know. Where are we going? And he's like, you're going to Kyiv. Like,
yeah, you're going to kill us.
You dumbasses. We're winning.
I don't think they've been told. I don't even think they know. That's crazy.
Unreal.
6'3" says Shailene Woodley was in the same room last time Rodgers was on the McAfee show. So they were together then.
I think
you're right. Off-season Aaron and during season Aaron, two different guys.
But what she doesn't realize is off-season Aaron with a new team means OTAs, means off-season workouts, means voluntary.
Yeah, she didn't go through any of that.
She didn't go through any of that. It was not a holdout, but he didn't show up for any of that stuff last year. They were in Hawaii.
Yep. Toothbrush says maybe Roger's hair was too long for her. It is getting too long.
It is. I agree.
Lovie Smith just made a comment about
Deshaun?
No, he did, but that was like kind of generic. On cover two coverage.
Okay.
Quote. Sounds like us. I still listen to R&B music, old school music pretty much every day. That hasn't changed. Good music. Cover 2 is not going anywhere. There's a place for it, and it's good that more people acknowledge it now. Did Cover 2 leave? Did we miss something? I mean, I know there's more. I mean, there's more Cover 3 and 4 now. I get
right,
it because
right.
of the tempo. But did Cover 2 leave?
I've seen some Cover 0, but it has not been effective.
Cover 0 should be out, banned. There should be a penalty if you play Cover 0.
I agree.
Cocoa Puffs.
What did he say?
He's doing it again.
He said after the Packers lost, he would never make a bet on his team ever again. He's upset that we're talking about Aaron Rodgers possibly leaving and says, who wants to bet? I'll do a sandwich bet right now. The Packers win the Super Bowl next year. I'm not going to take you up on that, Cocoa Puffs, because I don't believe in taking advantage of people.
He had said last week he was done with them.
Logic is out the window. Much like Shailene Woodley, he loves off-season Aaron. It's in-season Aaron that he doesn't understand.
I swear we should pull up all the tests. I don't even know if he's serious or not.
I don't,
I'm still at 55-45, only because he got Clements there, the quarterback coach.
Right.
But
Aaron's selfish. He'd get the guy hired and then decide, I'm sure. Remember, Aaron told all the free agents not to re-sign with Green Bay because there's no way he was taking another snap. So everybody made their decisions, and then he comes back. He gets this quarterback's coach that he likes, and then Aaron could decide March 15th, I don't want to play for the Packers.
Somewhere. I hope he signs somewhere else. That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Keep talking, Coco. I'll take your sandwich.
Matt LaFleur, I told him, I don't want to be overbearing and tell him every day how much we love him and how much you want him back. So you just want to be respectful of his space and allow him to think through everything clearly without being annoying, I guess. You Charlie Brown wishy-washy. What a wussy statement that is. You're an NFL coach. Grow a set.
Well, he's
don't say anything like that. We don't want to annoy him.
He's an NFL coach that's averaging about 13 wins a year. He's looking pretty good right now.
I'm not saying he's not a good coach. I'm saying he sounds wishy-washy, and that is not something that, without being annoying.
Came time to choose sides, he chose Rodgers, and it paid off for him this year. It did. He was always, quote-unquote, very supportive of him during his discovering himself and his cleanses and his girlfriend going to Hawaii and all that other stuff. Very butt-smoochy, all that.
I don't know. I just don't know. I just want to see how much money he gets. Lamar Jackson. I don't know.
Now I'm bad talking the best looking coach in the league. I just said Coco Puffs. He's averaging 13 wins a season. He's doing something right.
He's a pretty good coach.
No, that's not the point.
I'd be good with Aaron though, right? MVP. If I had MVP quarterback, I could win. I could go 500.
And if you had Aaron Rodgers?
If I had Aaron Rodgers and an offensive coordinator, I could coach that team to 13. No doubt about it.
You'd still lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, yeah. Probably.
Well, it was the second round of the playoffs. They were the one seed, actually got the bye.
Yeah, good for them.
A lot of techs are saying they're sick of Aaron Rodgers. Art, the Bills fan, yep. Kathleen. I mean,
hey, Art, the Bills fan, there's some...
Hey, do you want us to talk baseball strike or lockout or Aaron Rodgers?
I can't win with you people.
The Bills are... there's some discussion or some talk out there, some rumors that they're going to go after Gronk.
Who is?
The Bills.
You know what it is? We're talking sports.
People don't like that.
We got to get away from that. We got to cut that nonsense out.
All right. We will not talk sports when we come back. Brooks and Dunn coming to Hertz Arena on Friday, June 3rd. Tickets go on sale. In fact, I got a topic for you coming back that's not sports. In fact, I meant to mention at the top. I'll do that. But first, Brooks and Dunn tickets on sale Friday, but you can get them earlier. We can do this now? Let's do this now.
Let's do it. Are we doing this?
Caller 9. Chris standing by for your phone call. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Good luck. Brooks and Dunn tickets could be yours. Call now.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeehaw! It's a great song. Blasted. I love this song. How can you not like this song?
Brooks and Dunn coming to Hertz Arena June 3rd.
Congratulations, Vinny and the Cape. Just got himself a couple of tickets before the rest of the public has a chance to buy them.
Love Brooks and Dunn.
Love them or love this song?
Love Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're good. I'm not a big country person. I'd go see them easily. Because they're really fun. That kind of music. That's you can't.
It's fun music.
You have to like Boot, Scoot, and Boogie. You can't. It's like Pharrell with Happy. You can't. There's nobody I know. You can't not like that song. Double negative. I know.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean? You guess?
I guess.
This is like you went. This here we go again with John Denver and Country Road. He can't. Yeah.
You can't mention John Denver and Brooks and Dunn in the same sentence.
Sure, you can. Absolutely, Ken.
Well, Brooks and Dunn, still alive. John Denver, not.
Fact. Well, Chamberlain, not alive anymore.
What is that for doing anything?
I don't know.
Just pointing out differences.
It's just differences. Brooks and Dunn, two-person act?
Yep.
John Denver, solo act.
One person.
Brooks and Dunn can probably fly an airplane with enough gas, I'm guessing. John Denver, not so much. Am I right?
He was perfect up until that point.
Heel of toe, do-si-do, Cadillac, blackjack, get down, get down. That's awesome. That's gold, baby, gold. That's awesome.
More texts for Wig becoming the head coach of the Stingrays. Homie the Clown texting in, congrats. All right, I promise you I wasn't going to talk sports this segment because that's what the people are demanding.
Right.
Non-sports.
Country music.
There's country music. We can continue that discussion if you'd like. I have no problem with that.
You have a big problem with country music.
Well, I don't particularly like country music. Now, my daughter absolutely loves it, and she keeps turning me on to various artists, and I've been listening a little more. Okay. But because if I'm not open-minded, I'm nothing. When you hear Craig Sheeman open-minded, those come together. Now, that wasn't a joke.
Really?
What?
I'm extremely open-minded. I'm not rigid.
I'm ducking under the table.
I like
again.
Change. No. All right. So, I don't know who this is going to make feel old, but I went outside at the top of the hour, out in the back, where a group of people like to congregate and smoke their cancer sticks out there and in between breaks.
Burn some heaters.
Yeah, burning some heaters. And I opened a door. And I'll tell you who. Well, it was Stan and Haney, our friends across the hall. They're on a break, and they're out there smoking and talking. And you never know what kind of topic they're going to be talking about when you go out there, but it's usually pretty interesting. So I go out there, and they're talking about the most awesome hearing aids on the market and how they work with the iPhones. And I'm like, I don't know if I feel old or if you guys are old. But I've never stumbled into a hearing aid conversation about, wow, that's an awesome hearing aid. Never.
Well, I know Haney's hearing is awful.
Yes.
Like, beyond terrible.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people in radio are because we wear headphones for a living and we all go deaf. Now, I learned that at a young age. I keep my stuff at a low volume.
You and I are the same, Craig. I don't keep it very high. Now, I told you, my old partner in Boston, Glenn Ordway, who's a legend. I mean, I used to thought it was a joke. I'd go in there sometimes and be like, what is that noise? I couldn't even put it on. I couldn't put it on my head because I would have blown my ear gap. Yeah. Honest to God, my eardrums would have burst.
Right.
I'm like, how can you have your headphones turned up all the way like that? But there are certain guys.
Is that because he could not hear unless it was that loud, or is that just what he was used to?
Just what he was used to. And what he did.
When you're on the radio and you're talking into a microphone, I mean, there's a certain element of what you would like to hear back. You can get a good feel for how you sound. And that's why guys crank it up. But I've never cranked it up.
I've never done it either. We sound fine.
Yeah, we do sound fine.
So, how about this real quick?
Yeah, and then Art's on the phone. We'll get to him in a second.
Charleston Southern.
Oh, yeah.
Entered the Big South Tournament 5-24. They finished 1-15 in the conference. They just upset number 5, UNC Asheville, in the conference tournament first round game at the buzzer.
Go Buccaneers!
How about that?
It's fun. I was...
How about that?
I was thinking about next week and doing shows next week. And it's probably my favorite week of the year
because of all the day
doing
basketball.
Radio because we have all of the conference tournaments being played. Really, they start like Tuesday.
Yeah.
You start getting the big boys playing.
Yeah.
And they're playing while we're on air.
Right.
It's my favorite week to do a show.
Yeah.
I think of the entire, not content-wise, I mean, it's a good week content-wise, but love the fact that we get to watch real basketball during the show.
But you're going to a team like Charleston Southern, and this happened. What team was it? I don't know how many years ago. Not 20, 25, but not, I think that won 11 games and then won the freaking conference tournament. I think it was out west.
Was that
west.
Manhattan or something?
No, it was okay. Out west. I forget who.
Yeah, it happens.
And won the whole, yeah, it happens. And then you knock out a Power 5 school.
Yeah.
That would have been a 6 or 7.
Now, I will say, Pete, you ruined my non-sports segment by talking about Charleston Southern.
Well, good time.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. At 239-337 ESPN, Art the Bills fan standing by. Artie, what's going on?
Art.
What's up, boys?
Just having another good day. How about you?
Yeah. Oh, me too. Sitting out with the wife again.
Another.
Having a wonderful day on the one eye.
Thanks again for the food. Was it yesterday? 2 days? Yeah.
Are you doing? Margaritas again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm on the margaritas. And, you know, I'll tell you what, since getting off the beer, I've actually lost a few pounds.
I noticed it. Honestly, you look good. That's what it'll do. That's why I stopped drinking beer a long
Salad
time
ago. Was delicious, by the way, Art. Thank you for that.
Hey, thanks. Glad you liked it. Now, I want to talk about Brooks and Dunn, Aaron Rodgers, and Gronkowski.
Let her rip.
Which one you want to go first?
Brooks and Dunn first.
Okay, Craig.
Yeah.
You're notorious on country music.
Right.
And aside from Hank Williams, Jr., Sr., and some Alabama,
because
I grew up down here,
uh-huh.
but I haven't been a country music fan either.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, my wife and I started going to Nashville for years, and we would go to these bars like Tootsie's, Orchid Lounge, and Wild Horse Saloon is the first time I heard Boot, Scoot, and Boogie.
Yeah.
And there must have been 200 people line dancing to that tune.
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
And it's pretty cool. Goosebumps, Craig.
I mean, when you hear it live, it's closer to old classic rock, rock and roll, than anything that's
Southern
out there
rock
now.
Is what Chris would say.
Hold on. No, you two cannot agree with that statement. Absolutely not. We had a full-on argument for a full day, and I said exactly what Art just said. You cannot agree with that statement.
But you're right, Art. Southern rock? What did we have that argument?
No, you told me Southern rock
is anymore. It's the closest thing is country.
All right, you ever been in a room where everybody did the Cotton Eye Joe? I'm surprised I knew that, didn't you? Little Cotton Eye Joe?
Stupid Yankees still play that. That's their Sweet Caroline.
Why?
Because I don't know. Honestly, they play that song.
Cotton Eye Joe says nothing if it says Yankees. That's unbelievable.
They've been doing that for years in the eighth. I believe in the eighth inning, just like the Fenway, they do Sweet Caroline, no matter what the score is.
Well, Sweet Caroline makes no
like
sense.
I country either. Because most of the songs tell a story.
Yep.
You know, and it's good.
No, Art, it's always the same story.
There's a lot of these songs. I love them.
Art, they tell the same story. It's about a guy who runs over his dog with the tractor by accident and his girlfriend leaves him. Every single country song has that plot line.
Boogie, Scoot, and Boogie is not about that at all.
Let's move on to Aaron Rodgers,
shall we? Sure. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to criticize how you guys tell what you got to tell, the news.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron Rodgers is just, every year, it's the same thing. He reminds me of Brett Favre.
Brett Favre 2.0.
I don't know if I'm going to retire. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, well, don't say anything. If you don't know what you're going to do, if I didn't know what I'm going to do, I'm not posting it.
Yeah, but Art.
I'm not going on the media
Art, you know why Aaron Rodgers does this.
Attention.
He can't help himself. He does it on purpose. So we have these type of conversations. He's sitting at home with a big smile on his face.
Okay, now Gronkowski.
All right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much he's looking to make, but the Bills are tight on salary money.
Yes.
So I would doubt they don't sign essential players because they got about 7 key guys. They really... Feliciano, some other really good guys, AJ Klein. There's some others they need to consider signing or Starlitel before they even consider somebody like
Well, rough. I don't think he's looking to break the bank or anything, but if he signed for 1 year, what did he sign last year? $10 million?
$10 million the last 2 years.
I mean, for one year, ten mil? You'd do that.
$10 million and they could swing that, I think. And you know how all that works. They can shuffle the books and everything else.
And he wants to be on a contending team, which obviously Buffalo is. I
want to see both Gronk and Josh Allen rolling out right side to block some people.
I welcome Gronk with open arms.
All right, Artie. Appreciate the phone call and enjoy the drinks.
And I'm going to Nashville, first time ever for me, coming up in April for a golf outing. I can't wait.
You got to go to Tootsie's.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Art, enjoy your day.
Sounds good. Appreciate that. Tootsie's in Nashville. Definitely. I'm in.
A lot of text. Yo, Adrian says, Cotton Eye Joe is great. Sweet Caroline is for old ladies. Let's see. We'll wait till Craig finds out what tattoos
on Sweet Caroline.
Tattoos on this town is actually about. Is that the name of a song from somebody? I don't even know.
Yeah, Jason Aldean.
6'3". Oh, I know him. He was a guy on stage when the shooting went down in Vegas. Back and he performed here in Southwest Florida recently.
Wow.
How about that?
I mean, you're right. I'm an encyclopedia. That's not what he's known for.
There's more. Vols fan says, I was a bartender for the Cotton Eye Joe in College of Tennessee. Shula says, I heard Cotton Eye Joe is about STD. Double Cheeseburger says, but the Doors are good. I feel like that's sarcasm aimed at me because we all know I like the Doors. And Titan Tyler says, LOL, Cotton Eye Craig. Okay. All right. It is time for Wikipedia, brought to you by Firehouse Subs. The winner will get free subs for you and a friend from Firehouse Subs. This is the 60-year anniversary of Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100 points in an NBA game. We're going to do Wilt the Stilt trivia. That's next. Call the number 9-239-337-ESPN. Sheeman and Shepard, Wikipedia, ESPN South.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, boys and girls. Time to play Wikipedia. On this day, 1962, 60 years ago, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in a game. We're going to do Wilt Chamberlain trivia. Caller number 9 is Dave in Punta Gorda. Dave, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Dave.
Great, guys. Great show.
Thanks, sir. All right. First one of three correct answers is a winner, and you get to go first. Dave, here is your question. Where did Wilt Chamberlain attend college?
I'm going to say Kansas.
That would be correct. 1-0. Pete Shepard.
Yes.
Where was Wilt Chamberlain born and raised?
Philadelphia.
That is correct also. We are tied at 1. All right, Dave, back to you. Wilt left college after his junior year, but was not allowed to play in the NBA until his college class graduated. So, what did he do professionally for his gap year?
I have no idea, guys.
Pete, would you render a guess?
Just when he played for Globetrotters?
Harlem Globetrotters. Yeah. That is true. No point for you, though.
No.
All right, Pete. Yep. Name the opposing center in Wilt's 100-point game. If you get this, I will be impressed.
It's for the Knicks.
This is the hardest question.
I hope I give away an answer because I know the team.
It was not Jesus.
No, it was. Jesus couldn't stop the men. I want to say Dave Bing. I don't know why.
No. Dave, would you have a guess as to who the opposing center was in Wilt's 100-point game?
No, I would not.
All right,
he had a 100-point game, and that was about it.
Daryl Imhoff.
Okay.
Who was later traded for Wilt later on.
Imhoff.
What did I say?
Imhoff.
I don't know.
You're right, Craig.
Okay. Dave, this is for you. In Wilt's 14-year career, how many times did he lead the league in rebounding of the 14 years? Give me a number.
14.
No, that's a good guess, but no. Pete, do you know?
I think it was 11.
It was 11.
Yeah.
It was 11. All right, this is for Pete Shepard.
Yep.
Wilt led the league in scoring his first 7 years. Who broke his streak in year 8?
Year eight would have been, let's see. Year eight would have been. I'm going to say Jerry West.
It's a good guess. No. But Dave, can you tell me who ended his 7-year scoring, leading the league streak?
Pete Kareem?
No, it was Rick Barry, believe it or not.
Yeah,
Rick Barry.
Okay. Yep.
And his little underhand free throws.
Yep.
This is for Dave. We're tied at one. Dave, in 1971, Wilt was offered $5 million to fight what boxer? 1971.
Joe Frazier?
Yeah.
No. It was Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
Ali was going to do it.
Just
Wilt backed
Frazier,
out.
Yeah.
Wilt backed out.
Yep.
All right. This is for Pete Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did Wilt face Bill Russell's Celtics in the postseason?
I believe, I want to say, I'm going to say eight.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Wilt only beat him once. Wilt's got two titles, but only one was against.
Yeah. Lucky.
All right, Pete, you have a 2-1 lead. This is for Dave. Dave, after his playing career, what ABA team hired him as a coach?
I do not know.
Pete?
Yeah, it was San Diego, and it was the, not the Clippers back then, it was the Conquistadors.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
All right, Pete Shepard, you have a 2-1 lead. I have one more question. Chris, it's not on the board. I'm ad-libbing, but it's true.
Okay.
Pete, if you get this, you win. If not, Dave will have a chance to tie. What sport other than basketball is Wilt Chamberlain in the Hall of Fame?
Volleyball.
Volleyball is correct. Pete Shepard pulling it out in the bottom of the 10th inning.
There has please no baseball references on this show.
Well, I have to have some because there is no baseball. Dave, nice job,
though. Good job, Dave.
And we appreciate you listening to the show.
And 20,000 women.
Ten. Can you name them all alphabetically, please?
we cannot do that.
First names are fine.
Have a good day, man. Appreciate it.
Alice, Angel, Amanda, Ashley, Elisa.
Wow. How about that?
Audrey.
Audrey. Amy.
Just take us a while to get
Aurora.
To the
A's.
Aurora Borealis.
Alice.
Alexis. Alexandria.
I think we've done enough here.
Abigail.
Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts presented by Sportsman's Wholesale, Southwest Florida's
Apollonia.
Largest discount tackle shop with locations in Port Charlotte and Bonita Springs.
Aubrey.
Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.